Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Great trial. And we're going to check in with Amy Hober, running for Congress in Maryland, coming up right after this news. Busy morning. Keep it here.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Obama says there is no possible justification for last night's attack on police in Dallas, in which 5 officers were killed and 6 wounded.
I'd ask all Americans to say a prayer for these officers and their families. Keep them in your thoughts. And as a nation, let's remember to express our profound gratitude to our men and women in blue, not just today, but every day.
Mr. Obama, who's attending a NATO summit in Poland, says he is horrified by the Dallas violence. Dallas remains in shock this morning after yesterday's gunfire.
This protest was peaceful. That's what you have heard from many of those who attended. The police were also out as well, and the protest was actually breaking up when the shooting began, and we heard from a witness who said that the police officer actually helped shove him out of the way as the bullets rained down. He had a little cut on his leg, but he was shoved into a building and is safe because of that police officer. And the protesters, and we've talked to a couple of them now, have said this had nothing to do with us. We were basically done. It was a peaceful protest with people from all over Dallas and the world. And then all of a sudden, this.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner. Just hours before that big protest in Dallas that ended in gunfire, there was a big rally here in Washington. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered near the White House, then marched to the Capitol to protest the police shootings of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota this week. Speakers expressed their anger.
You see a black person and you're so fearful that you just have to pull a trigger if they sneeze.
When the protesters reached the Capitol, a small group of lawmakers came out to meet them. D.C. police have also released body cam video showing officers confronting a man with a gun a couple of weeks ago, an incident that ended in that man's death.
Over there.
As it turns out, that gunman, the gun that 63-year-old Sherman Evans had, was a BB gun. Trials underway in Baltimore, and the 4th of the 6 police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death. Yesterday, the police department's IT director testified that Lieutenant Brian Rice was sent a copy of the department's policy requiring that suspects be seat-belted in before transporting them, but he also testified he couldn't confirm if Rice actually read the memo. And then there's this. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton says if black motorist Philando Castile had been white, he doesn't think he would have been shot dead by a police officer. Castile's girlfriend says he told the officer that he had a permit to carry a weapon, was shot several times while trying to get his license and registration out. Central American teenagers are illegally fleeing to Montgomery County to escape violence in their home countries, and that is leading to more gang violence here.
Most unaccompanied teens coming to the county weren't part of gangs in Central America, according to police. But Captain Paul Lacore says once they get here, they're
susceptible to gang recruitment and are more likely to be the victim of gang violence.
Including a teen from El Salvador, who police say wasn't in a gang, but was stabbed to death by members of MS-13. That gang, other international ones, and local crews killed 10 people in the county in the last few months.
If one group is escalating in its violence, often another gang or another group has to also match that.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,896, the NASDAQ at 4,877. Sports, the Nats blow 2 leads and fall to the Mets. The O's were idle. They open a weekend series against the Angels at home tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Just telling you the truth.
The free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff. Big, big stuff.
The App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Goodbye, junk. Hello, relief.
Oh, you've heard the radio ads.
Please come in. We love those ads.
Thank you. All you have to do is point.
Well?
Oh, now I really do have to point.
The magic can't happen until you do.
Awesome!
It really works! Look!
Will it even work on... Unbelievable!
You point at junk, and it disappears.
This is the coolest thing ever.
Not everyone knows this, but our magic will follow you wherever you go.
We can point at work junk, and it will disappear?
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Will it follow us to our new house when we move?
You'll glitter when you walk.
Will I glitter too?
You already do, ma'am.
1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway delays pretty normal. Topside Maryland through Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge near St. Barnabas Road. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway, just starting to see some volume passing Alabama Avenue toward 295. Out of Chevrolet, 50 the slowest. Get down to DC 295 past East Capitol Street. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Chevrolet in good shape this morning. A little bit lighter than normal. Lighter than normal, 270. Great. Out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Foxhall Road closed at W Street because of a downed tree. If you're coming off of Nebraska Avenue or either direction, you could use on New Mexico Avenue or you'll be detoured onto W Street. And McLean, the crash is on Old Dominion Drive at Bellevue Road. If you're heading inbound, that's before you get to Spring Hill Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
92 this afternoon, some scattered thunderstorms around, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm tonight, 76. Tomorrow, 94, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. A few clouds on Sunday with highs in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Manassas, 75 in Silver Spring, 79 degrees in Washington. Dallas remains a city in shock this morning at the latest on the violence and its aftermath at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, 7:07 on WMAL. It's Friday. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we will continue to give you updates on the developments out of Dallas, Texas. In fact, in just about 10 minutes, we're going to be joined by Alan Skaya. He is our reporter who is on the scene in Dallas, Texas. Also at the bottom of this hour, Katie Fang, Fox News legal analyst, give us her perspective, as well as some developments in the latest out of Baltimore with the Freddie Gray trials. At 8:05, we're going to check in with Rich Anderson. He's a delegate out of Virginia. Talk about the story of a school board member there who's a Navy reservist who's being removed from his position because he's been called to serve overseas. And then at 8:35, Rod Wheeler, D.C. homicide detective, retired, who is going to comment on the events out of Dallas. A very busy morning. I'm glad to have Jesse Jane Duff, a gunnery sergeant in the U.S. Marine Corps, joining us today.
That's right. Motivator.
Filling in for Brian Wilson. Thanks for being here, Jesse Jane.
Absolutely. I love it.
On a super busy morning.
Very busy.
It's your job to be involved in counterintelligence as well.
Yes.
So that means protecting our secrets from foreign adversaries collecting them. Is that correct?
Correct.
Did this activity you investigated make America's secrets vulnerable to hostile elements?
Yes. That was a key moment of testimony yesterday in the House Oversight Committee hearings of FBI Director James Comey. That was Representative Will Hurd, and you heard it right there. Did Hillary Clinton's email scheme make our secrets vulnerable? Flat answer, no embellishment, no equivocation, yes. Joining us right now, Ami Hober. She is running for Maryland's 6th Congressional District. She's a Republican nominee there. And she also served as President Reagan's Deputy Undersecretary of the Army. Thank you for joining us today, Ami.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm sure you watched those hearings yesterday. And as someone who is hoping to win an election so you could possibly be participating in those hearings, you were probably talking back to the television set a bit. Give us your impressions of what happened yesterday and overall Director Comey's decision not to pursue charges against Hillary Clinton.
Well, I understand why the decision was made, and I don't think it was made on grounds of national security. I have held those sorts of clearances most of my life, and I am totally appalled that somebody in that position, first off, didn't pay enough attention to protecting the secrets of the United States, but is getting away with it.
It's such an honor to have you on the show. This is Jesse Jane Duff. And my question to you would be, what do you expect will happen? Do you think that they're going to be able to, Paul Ryan's claim to get her clearance pulled is going to even happen? Where do you think that'll go?
I don't know. That's an interesting one. I have known people who have lost their clearances over doing far less than Ms. Clinton did. I've known people who have lost clearances, for example, for taking a document home when they shouldn't. And I believe that that's a reasonable request of his. Now, whether the system will allow it to actually happen, you know, one doesn't know. There are processes of automatic clearances for both nominees for the president after conventions and for the president and vice president themselves, and I don't know if they have provisions for this sort of an occasion. I don't think we've ever faced it.
Well, we should note that the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, has sent a letter to James Clapper, who is the Director of National Intelligence, and said, no, she should not get security clearances given what has happened here. We'll see what comes of that. But Ami Hober, listen, given your history and your national security credentials, I'm guessing that you're going to make this an issue in the campaign that you're running in the 6th Congressional District. How do you do that without making it sound partisan? Because so many people, all Democrats, to a man and woman yesterday, said, oh, this is just a political circus and this is just about trying to nail Hillary Clinton. Well, is that what it's about, or is there something larger here?
I think it's something larger. I think it is a matter of maintaining our system of law and order. It's a matter of maintaining our national security. My background is such that I'm an expert in nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare. I've had, access to information that whose loss could harm our country, and I would, I am appalled that anyone thinks that this is trivial. A loss of top secret material is considered by definition something that can harm our country, and the idea of having a presidential nominee who is careless, and I believe that's the word he used, about protecting our country is just appalling.
Well, I just think it's really cool that you're a Seaburn lady. I served under President Reagan when I was on active duty, and I don't meet a lot of women that have those areas of expertise, so I'm just like really excited by that. You motivate me immensely. But what I'd like to ask you also is, though, how many of these secrets do you think have been exposed to foreign nationals or foreign enemies, because that was a critical element there. And with all of these emails that are missing now, what kind of cleanup are we having to do to declassify these items so that we can basically obscure the enemies from what they may have seen?
I don't know, because we have, as he said, we have no firm evidence that the systems were hacked, but I think we have to assume they were. The assumption is always made that communications that are done in the open are hackable. And, I without seeing the exact information that was compromised, it's hard for me to
Yeah, they said it was less secure than a Google account or a Gmail.
That's right. And you know how often we all are spammed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, listen, I love that we're talking about the national security aspects of this, and this is something that I would hope is bipartisan concerns about our national secrets. But Ami Hober, we love to get a little partisan here on Mornings on the Mall. So let me stir the pot a bit. Here is your opponent, Congressman John Delaney, just 2 weeks ago during the sit-in protest in the House of Representatives. Listen to this.
We're drawing a line in the sand, and we're saying today it stops, because the business of this House is not resuming until we bring to the floor the bill that the majority of the American people want us to address.
And the bill, of course, that he was participating in this protest about, this sit-in protest, has to do with the Second Amendment and has to do with the guns and accessibility of guns to people on a terror watch list. Where do you stand on that, and what's your response to your opponent, Representative Delaney?
Well, my simple response to the current congressman from this district is that he was playing kindergarten games, just like he was when he rented a billboard to go running around Annapolis attacking Governor Hogan, who, by the way, is supporting me. I think that he's not behaving as an adult, and he's a close friend of Hillary Clinton's. He has held it.
It's amazing how those multimillionaires really do stick together, don't they?
Well, but no, he's not acting as an adult in all of this. He's playing kindergarten games and throwing tantrums, and I don't think that that's the right way to have this district represented.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there. It's great to have you today. Ami Hober, again, running for Maryland 6th Congressional District against John Delaney. That, by the way, he's got a lot of money. And we saw this is the same race that Dan Bongino came so close to winning just 2 years ago. And we saw a whole lot of money coming from the Delaney camp. How's your fundraising going, Ami Hober? Because you're going to need some deep pockets.
Well, I'll tell you, I was named by the NRCC just the other day as one of their young guns. And that certainly has helped with my fundraising.
That's
and I
great.
Intend to win this job.
Let's help her out, people.
Great to hear from you. Ami Hober running to be the representative from the 6th District in Maryland. And, of course, we'll extend an invitation to Congressman Delaney, who is often a guest here on Mornings on the Mall, too, and we'll continue to watch that race as it's of great interest to us and to our listening audience. It is 7:15. Stay with us. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to go live to Dallas, Texas, to find out the latest in the officers who were killed and who are still in the hospital after that terror attack last night in the city of Dallas. But first, WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witness and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, and it's always a tough rush hour commute around here. We need some good news. So on 270, I can deliver that. Between Frederick and the Beltway, seeing very little volume at all. So Friday morning light in our favor for sure. For 29, 95, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, all good down to the Beltway. Outer loop, though, we do have our slowdowns from College Park to Georgia Avenue, heading to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. Here we go. Virginia, 395, where we're bogged down, leaving the Beltway toward Landmark, and now in the backups, report of a crash cruiser checking for. Inner loop of the Beltway, we're jammed in Annandale. Earlier crash north of the toll road, gone. McLean, Old Dominion Drive at Bellevue before you get to Spring Hill Road. That's where crews are dealing with the crash. And Foxhall Road, still closed with a downed tree and some wire problems as well on Foxhall Road at W Street. So New Mexico Avenue works for you. W Street will be your detour. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a mix of clouds and sun this morning. Scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon. 60% chance of rain today. High of 92 degrees. And then tonight, partly cloudy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible overnight with a low of 76. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday looking a lot like today. Stray shower or thunderstorm possible. High of 94 degrees. And then Sunday is looking beautiful right now. We're highs in the mid-80s. Few clouds here and there. It's a nice day to be in Washington on Sunday. Right now, we're looking at 79 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 7:17 on WMAL. Just a moment, we're going to go live to Dallas to get the latest on that shooting, so keep it right here.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Secure It webpage. Thank you.
Daniel Murphy.
Here it goes from Murphy!
Made his former team pay in May.
He's got it!
Catch everything. Nationals, Mets. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Messin. The Washington Nationals.
5-3 double play.
There are no E's in these gloves.
He's got it.
Hit for the social site. Nationals, Mets. The series concludes Sunday at 12:30 on Messin.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this.
So don't wait until you have one. to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova. Join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Larry O'Connor here on WMAL alongside Jesse Jane Duff, who is filling in for a vacationing Brian Wilson on a very busy morning. If you're just joining us, we started today with the sad and tragic news that five police officers had been killed, six more injured in what can only be described as a terror attack in Dallas, Texas last evening. And let me give you the latest on this as we had a press conference last night from Police Chief David Brown, who explains how this entire attack was planned and coordinated, not a spontaneous thing at all.
That's our assumption now, and working together with rifles triangulated at elevated positions in different points in the downtown area where the march ended up going, the route of the march. And so there had to be some speculation from us that there's some knowledge of the route where you'd be, because how would you know to post up there?
And when he says a march, it should be noted that there was a march, a peaceful demonstration by Black Lives Matter activists who were speaking out about the shootings over the course of the latter part of this week. One yesterday morning in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area of Minnesota, and another the day before that in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where two African-American men were killed by police officers. Mm-hmm. And so they had a demonstration, and then right at the end of the demonstration, as the police were doing their job, keeping the peace, keeping yep. order, this triangulated shooting formation was activated, and the police were sadly caught right in the middle of it.
It was a massacre.
It was.
It was a massacre. Five men are dead brutally.
Three suspects are in custody, one of them a woman. There was a fourth suspect who was involved in a protracted standoff with police, and that suspect is now dead. The police chief, David Brown of Dallas, was asked about what kind of motive they may know about at all, if any, and his response.
We don't have a lot of cooperation to find those answers. But we will be continuing our interrogation of the people we have in custody. We just are not getting the cooperation we'd like to know that answer of why, the motivation, who they are. But our detectives are diligently interviewing and interrogating these people, and we'll find it out and share it with you as soon as we have it.
Joining us right now, live from Dallas, Texas, is Alan Skaya. He is our reporter on the ground there. Thanks for joining us, Alan.
You bet.
What do you know now?
We actually are expecting in the next hour or so, we should get an update from police, and that's going to be at Dallas City Hall. And Dallas City Hall kind of became a staging area for police after the shooting. I went and I talked to one of the officers who was kind of standing guard of the area that was cordoned off. And while I was chatting with him, his radio kept going off. He had to kind of keep an eye on just the passersby walking by on the street, making sure no one tried to pass there. And so he was distracted, but he was still kind of chatting with you. At City Hall, you kind of get a look at, this is where the officers could go, maybe get a drink of water, sit down at least for a couple of seconds before they went back on duty.
We have three suspects in custody and one dead. That dead suspect, did he shoot himself, do we know, or was he killed at the hands of police?
That was a lengthy standoff that he had with the SWAT team in Dallas. And when they finally, they took action, they used those flashbang grenades. And when they went in, they found that he had killed himself.
Okay. And what do we know anything about the three suspects that are in custody?
No, we don't know. We don't have a lot of information about who they are. And one of the things that the police chief had told us And we should get another update here in another hour or so. But up till now, he's saying that, you know, that there's no, you know, there's no rhyme or reason to, like, you know, kind of bring this whole thing together. There wasn't, you know, one ideological thing they were all sticking with.
And one other thing, Alan Scaio, we know that there are 5 police officers dead, 6 in the hospital. Do we know the condition of those 6 officers in the hospital?
No, we do not. Some of them were in critical condition, and so that's we may get an update here in the next hour when we get that update on the investigation as well. But it's, you know, one of those 5 officers died at the hospital. You know, 4 of them died at the scene, and 1 has since died at the hospital.
This is Jesse Jane Duff. When the police chief had spoken several hours ago, he said we still do not have a complete comfort level that we have all of the suspects. Have you heard anything else on suspects or any leads or any information?
Yeah, and are there other suspects at large?
Yeah, that's something that they're looking at, and they haven't given out some sort of an alert saying that we are concerned there's someone on the loose right now. A large part of downtown Dallas is still shut down while they kind of gather the evidence just to kind of make sure that they got everyone they need. There isn't, you know, an ongoing threat. And so much of downtown is still inaccessible to the average person. And that's something that the mayor has said is, you know, call your building, your building owner, call your office manager, see if you can actually come into work today.
All right. We got to leave it there, Alan Scaio. Once again, when is this press conference, next press conference scheduled for? Have they told you a time?
1 hour from now.
1 hour from now.
Thank you, Alan.
8:25. We'll keep an eye on that. Thanks for continuous updates all morning long. I appreciate it. And you'll want to keep it here as we continue to bring you the latest on this. In fact, Katie Fang, Fox News legal analyst, is going to join us in just a moment. It's 7:25 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s. Let's go to Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, we'll take you in from the west. 66 commuters eastbound were bogged down through Manassas, which is a pretty normal morning. However, the crash that caused the delays, just this is some activity on the shoulder at last check. Still looking at a lane blocked here on 395 as you head through Landmark. Left lane is blocked, 2 to the right gets you by 395 with delays now from the Beltway to get you toward Duke Street, the scene of the crash, and a little bit of volume beyond. Inner loop of the Beltway in Annandale, volume north of the toll road, sluggish toward the Legion Bridge. DC 295, latest problem be the crash southbound after East Capitol Street. Have delays off of 50 coming through Chevrolet, and for now, not seeing any delays on the Baltimore or Washington Parkway. Update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com, get a free computer diagnosis in minutes, activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
92 this afternoon, some scattered thunderstorms around, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm tonight, 76. Tomorrow, 94, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. A few clouds on Sunday with highs in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
79 degrees right now, it's 727.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Coming up on WMAL, Katie Fang, Fox News legal analyst, gives us the latest out of Baltimore, in fact, with the Freddie Gray trial, or the officer involved in the Freddie Gray death trial, and also her reflections on what's going on in Dallas. We'll give you the latest out of Dallas, Texas, and also your reactions. I want to hear from law enforcement officials, in fact, and get your take on what you're seeing transpire here in the United States of America. It's 7:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson.
Dude, that's a cop down. Dude, that's a cop down.
Yeah, there's four cops down.
Four?
Yeah, he shot seven times.
It's a dude?
No, it's a sniper from up here somewhere.
Amateur cell phone video in the minutes after the shooting started last night in Dallas, where snipers opened fire on police as at the conclusion of a peaceful demonstration. Five officers are dead this morning. Six others are injured. Police say they have three suspects in custody. As for one more,
one suspect that we know of so far has been killed, according to Dallas police. Now, remember that earlier today, not very long ago, they said they believe there were two snipers, two shooters. But we have just learned that at least one of the suspects has been killed.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner and correspondent Alan Skyo reports that police are trying to learn more about the gunman.
We were asking the police chief last night, was there any evidence on social media? Was there anything that may have given away a location for these people? And he said, police are still looking at that, but they hadn't seen any red flags in the days leading up to this.
Sky spoke on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall. President Obama spoke about the Dallas violence from a NATO summit in Poland.
As I told Mayor Rawlings, I believe that I speak for every single American when I say that we are horrified over these events and that we stand united with the people and the police department in Dallas.
The police officers who were victims of the snipers were taken to two Dallas hospitals.
Throughout the evening, we saw police officers holding vigil out here. Well, as they were moving two bodies out of this emergency room, we saw the medical staff come out and link arms. They stood side by side. What we could not see beyond them, and that one of the officers told us was happening, is police officers saluting.
Correspondent Kyung Law. And here in Washington yesterday, just hours before the Dallas demonstration, hundreds of people gathered near the White House, then marched to the Capitol to protest police violence. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,896, the Nasdaq at 48,77. Sports, the Mets narrow the Nationals' NL East lead to 3 games with a win over the Nats. The O's have the night off. They take on the Angels tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauve for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malmö and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Talk about tumultuous times. The British have quit the European Union. The markets go into a tizzy. Add to that terrorism, natural disasters, recession fears, and the election. Talk about turmoil. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If all of this is causing you to wonder how to manage your investments during these tumultuous times, read my number one best-selling book, Rescue Your Money, now fully updated and revised. You can read the entire book in a single sitting, and it will reveal for you the one major investment goal you should have, the two major investment obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Pre-order your copy today at Amazon.com or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money. It's the investment recovery plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 395, the crash still in place in the left lane as you head toward Duke Street. Delays as you come out of Newington. So expect that a little heavier than normal, starting to build that volume in Newington toward Duke Street. If you're heading onto the inner loop, that stop and go past 236, the Little River Turnpike, and then north of the toll road toward the Legion Bridge. In McLean, crews have been dealing with a crash on Old Dominion Drive. You can get through, but watch for their direction. Old Dominion Drive at Bellevue. If you're coming inbound, that's before you get to Spring Hill Road. 66 East in Manassas, the incident was up to the shoulder. No problems to report currently, but boy, solid lineup. Maryland, top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring. DC 295 slows coming off of both 50 and the BW Parkway to the incident reported southbound 295 past East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty hot weather today, 92 this afternoon. A few thunderstorms greeting us. It'll be scattered around. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 79 in Vienna, 79 in Bethesda, and 79 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 7:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Jesse Jane Duff.
That's me.
Retired gunnery sergeant from the U.S. Marine Corps sitting in for Brian Wilson, who is on vacation. And Jesse Jane, it's been a very, very busy morning. It continues to be busy as news develops out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Once again, to get you up to speed, there is a terror attack is the only way to describe it. A
massacre.
Where we have seen five police officers killed, six in the hospital, some in critical condition. This following a Black Lives Matter protest in Dallas.
Now, and it was a peaceful protest.
It was.
We had to that.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Dallas police authorities are going to be giving a press conference. We'll give you the latest on that. Also, we're going to be joined by Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective at 8:35, to talk about his take on this as well, a planned coordinated attack there in the city of Dallas, Texas. Also, let's bring in right now Fox News legal analyst Katie Fang. She is an attorney out of the Miami area. She's kind of our go-to analyst with regard to Baltimore and the Freddie Gray death and the trials that have been going on there. Katie, thanks for joining us. Obviously, we want your take on what's going on in Dallas, too, but let's start with Baltimore. What is the latest now as we have another police officer who is facing trial now? What's going on there?
Well, good morning. So
the latest is Lieutenant Brian Rice, the highest ranking officer that was involved in the Freddie Gray matter, has elected for a bench trial, which was a smart move. As we all know, the last two trials that have happened have been bench trials, with Judge Williams acquitting the last two officers, the most serious one being Cesar Goodson, the van driver who we discussed last month, ultimately indicating a across-the-board acquittal. So the prosecution has only put on three witnesses thus far, the first one being the medical examiner, the second one being a chief of staff to the police commissioner in Baltimore, and the last one being the director of information technology for the PD. Huh. Let's be frank, guys. You know, Marilyn Mosby's clearly showing the furthering weaknesses in her case. No new evidence from the prosecution has been promised. They're gunning for Lieutenant Brian Rice, saying he's the highest-ranking officer, so he should have known better, and that's it. I mean, I don't really know if anybody's even following it, because at this point, what does she have left to offer? There's nothing new.
Well, and let me just play a little bit of Marilyn Mosby on the day that she announced these charges. Listen to this.
The findings of our comprehensive, thorough, and independent investigation, coupled with the medical examiner's determination that Mr. Gray's death was a homicide, which we received today, has led us to believe that we have probable cause to file criminal charges.
Now, and listen to the cheers of the mob there. You know, back then, you know, May of 2015, we didn't have all of the facts that we have now. Knowing what we have learned in these trials, Katie Fang, hearing those words from Marilyn Mosby, a public official who is charged with some pretty weighty responsibilities on behalf of the government, it almost sounds completely irresponsible on her part, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And those are inflammatory statements catering to a mob mentality public. And you just said we didn't have all the evidence. Well, I have to ask Marilyn Mosby, do you have all the evidence?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of investigation you did. You know, here's another thing I want everybody
to
know.
It was exhaustive, Katie. She said it was exhaustive.
Oh, yeah, exhaustive, kind of, yeah. Yeah, she must have been exhausted standing there on the City Hall steps doing her speech, her stump speech.
Yeah.
So the prosecutors actually have dropped one official misconduct charge against Brian Rice. Let me tell you why this is important. They voluntarily dismissed this charge. They've carried this charge since they indicted him back last year in May. And the crazy thing is, the charge that got dropped was the one that claimed that Lieutenant Rice did not have probable cause to effect the arrest of Freddie Gray. You guys will remember, there was a big think about the switchblade knife that was found on Freddie Gray's person when they arrested him, because he took flight. When he saw the cops, he took off running. They arrested him, and he had an illegal knife on him. She swore up and down forever in a day it was a legal knife, and the defense said it was illegal, and then, oh my gosh, look at that, she now decided to drop that charge. I also wanted to remind everybody too, Lieutenant Rice is one of five of the Freddie Gray officers that's filed an independent civil lawsuit against Marilyn Mosby and Sheriff's Office Major Samuel Kogan for false arrest, malicious prosecution, etc. So there's some, you know, corresponding litigation that's going on at the same time.
Hi, Katie, it's Jesse. Now, they're looking at his rank as a driving factor in this, yet they've got these three charges that they're still going to drive forward: involuntary manslaughter, second degree assault, reckless endangerment. Aren't these similar charges to what the other officers faced and they could not prove beyond a reasonable doubt?
The answer is yes, they are identical charges, but I've cautioned everybody always, you know, it's an individualized prosecution for each of the officers, but what ends up being an overlapping concept for all officers, whether or not you have individual conduct or not, is the fact that Judge Williams himself, good, bad, or indifferent, right? Judge Williams has heard it all, seen it all, knows it all. For example, there was a pretrial motion that the state lost because they wanted to use Lieutenant Rice's training since becoming an officer against him. And the judge said, you can't use that because you violated the rules of discovery when you didn't turn it over to the defense in a timely way. So they go in cloaked with problems. And if I were the defense for any of the remaining cops, including Lieutenant Rice, all I have to do is pull the transcript from Judge Williams's ruling.
Right.
And I'm going to see where all the holes are. So you guys got to be kidding me. You know, Mosby's got to figure out, if I have no new cards to play, this is the same old tired song that's being played. Nobody's going to want to hear it on rotation anymore.
So, Katie Fang, in light of what we heard from Marilyn Mosby and the riots that we saw in Baltimore last year, and now the way that these cases are going, and then, of course, the two officer-involved shootings that happened this week in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Minneapolis, I want to play something that Barack Obama said yesterday. Now, this was before we saw what happened in Dallas. Here's the president yesterday.
There's a big chunk of
our fellow citizenry that feels as if, because of the color of their skin, they are not being treated the same. And that hurts. And that should trouble all of us.
And it does trouble me, frankly, because he's right. People do feel that they're not being treated the same. But when you see the way politicians like Marilyn Mosby and, yes, like Barack Obama, how their rhetoric gets amped up about things like this, it's understandable that they feel this way. But do the facts really bear this out, Katie Fang?
Well, remember, each prosecution, like I just said to you and Jesse, each prosecution has to be looked at through the lens of it specifically. And I think what people need to do is, especially vis-a-vis what happened in Dallas, and including what's happened in Baton Rouge and in Minnesota, it has to be taken into the context for which it deserves. If you look at Mosby, her exceptionally inflammatory rhetoric, and the fact that she's prosecuting these officers for what, from all evidence, I'm not talking opinion, evidence thus far suggests has been an accident, she's got to take some time to think about what she's doing and the message she's sending. It's this incendiary idea that you prosecute cops for doing their job. Now, the cops, if they did something wrong in those other incidents where they are targeting people of color, they should not only be prosecuted, but they should go to jail. That's wrong. But again, you got to look at it calmly and through the lens of each individual situation.
We got to leave it there. Katie Fang, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you,
really,
Katie.
Really good stuff. And we want to hear from you now, 888-630-9625. Especially if you're law enforcement, if you're a police officer, your reaction. I think the president is right. People of color do feel like they're not being treated the same as white people in America, or maybe non-blacks, non-Latinos, to be more specific. Why is that, and how does it affect your job, especially when you see what happened to police officers in Dallas last night? Please call us, 888-630-9625. It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, accident activity continues. 395 northbound as you head through Landmark before you get to Duke Street. Still have that left lane blocked with delays coming out of the Newington area. Foxhall Road shut down. Tree came down also on some wires. They have a closure. Foxhall Road at W Street and Mexico Avenue could be a workaround for you if you typically travel in that stretch. Maryland for 270, lighter than normal. Slowest is right to get you past through Hyattstown area. Top side of the Beltway from College Park to Silver Spring slowing. Through Greenbelt, it's the northbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Heavy approaching 197. And to the Wilson Bridge, your backups near St. Barnabas Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Couple of hot days followed by a little bit cooler weather by Sunday. Some thunderstorms are possible this afternoon, 92. Tonight, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm, 76. A stray shower storm tomorrow, 94. On Sunday, a few clouds around with highs only in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
The African American and Hispanic population, who make up only 30% of the general population, make up more than half of the incarcerated population.
That's President Obama yesterday. Now, to be fair, these were his remarks before the shootings in Dallas. He has provided remarks after the horrific massacre of police officers in Dallas. And he was obviously incredibly compassionate toward police officers and the families of those who were killed in Dallas. Here's what he said.
We need to be supportive of those officers who do their job each and every day, protecting us and protecting our communities. Today is a wrenching reminder of the sacrifices that they make for us.
Tale of two remarks. First, yesterday he emphasized quite a bit about these statistics that he believes tell a story that African Americans and Latinos are targeted by police officers in America. And then, of course, today after the bloody aftermath, he is saying that police officers have an incredibly tough job and we need to support them. So, cops, we want to hear from you. How about Bobby in Gainesville? You're first up on WMAL. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how are you doing, sir? I've been in law. Well, first off, I want to send my prayers out to the family.
Yeah, amen.
Yes.
Bobby, you still there?
Talk about that, you know, things like that happen, and it's pretty sad. But I've been in law enforcement since 2005, and I think a lot of this is stemming from is really coming from the top down. Every chance Obama's had when things have happened, from the Cambridge incident where, you know, the Harvard professor was trying to break into his home because he had locked himself out, and he said, oh, well, the cops acted stupidly, or the Ferguson incident where,
you know, well, cops have this history of racism, and you know, when he commented on the riots in Baltimore, you know, when he, that video of him with the Black Lives Matter applauding them, saying we need more of this, you did well in Baltimore, and all this hate that just keeps coming down from the top. And, you know, there has been a history of law enforcement, you know, being racist in the past, and they've acknowledged that. We've acknowledged that. That's why we have these community policing events, and you know, we're trying to make amends, but I think what it is, I'm sorry to be so lengthy here, because it really does matter to me.
Yes.
I think ultimately is cops are having to deal with the underlying issues that aren't being addressed in these poor black neighborhoods. You know, we're dealing with the aftermath of the parents not doing what, or the lack thereof, of doing their jobs, having a family, babies out of wedlock, you know, multiple babies with multiple people, and these kids don't have a chance in heck to make it. And I see it every day in the court system now. I work a lot in the court system, and these kids don't have a chance, and these leaders aren't addressing those issues. They're getting out here and protesting after the fact.
Yeah,
you know, and they really, these black leaders, Jesse Jackson, Sharpton, or, you know, Farrakhan, all these people who were preaching all this hate about after the fact, they need to get into these communities like Chicago and D.C. where I work, and talk about these kids. Hey, you should go to college. People don't hate you because you're black. You know, you can do things, and you keep pumping this negativity into these young kids, and you can't expect anything but negativity to come out of them.
Bobby, we got to leave it there because we're up against it, but I love your passion, and you're so right about so much of this, and I think that the short answer is all of those other systemic problems, the family-oriented problems, the culture problems, those are a lot harder to deal with.
It's easier to lash at the cops.
Those don't raise money, and those don't get you attention, and those don't get you votes, issues.
And at those White House events, he's invited the Black Lives Matter people, but has he invited the police officers who put their lives on the line to those same White House events?
Hopefully after the events in Dallas overnight,
we'll
see a change there. It is 7:50 on WMAL as we continue covering this as only we can here on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
You know, you should have your carpets cleaned at least once a year by professionals, and even more often if you have pets. If you have dirt, mud, traffic marks, smell bad odors in your carpets, it's time for a real carpet cleaning from only the best, my friends at Zero Res. I just had Zero Res out to clean my carpets before summer began, not because I'm a hot mess with my red wine, although I am. And there's little spots all over my carpet. It's not funny, Jesse Jane. My carpets are a mess because I'm constantly spilling wine. But because I didn't want one of those dry clean companies out. They use these chemicals. Have you ever had them out at your house? They clean your carpets, and then you go, and there's like this pasty, chalky film left on the carpets, that residue. What is that? I don't know what it is. It ain't clean. And my kids are out visiting me this summer. I don't want them having that on their precious, soft O'Connor skin. The O'Connor skin is some pretty beautiful skin, as you can attest to, Jesse Jane.
I really try not to look at it.
So that's why I had Zero Res out, because they have a patented empowered water cleaning system. It's free of toxins. It's fast drying. It just takes a few hours to dry. And what you're left with is beautiful, brand new style carpets. Give them a call. Ask for the WMAL special for a limited time. They're going to clean your carpets for $39 a room. Minimums apply. $39 a room. 703-382-1221. One more time. 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
It's 7:53. Let's see what your money is doing today. It's the CNBC Business Report brought to you by IKEA. Here's Chuck Campbell.
Good morning. We'll know more about your money in about 35 minutes or so when we get the June jobs report. 165,000 new hires are expected. The unemployment rate may tick up to 4.8%. That report will determine where stocks head today. The founder of Theranos has been banned from owning or running a medical lab for 2 years. Former employees said blood tests at one of its labs were unreliable. Theranos promises to test for illnesses, a number of them, with just a few drops of blood. Twitter's in talks to stream more sporting events. Recode says the site's working on a deal with the NBA and Major League Soccer that might be similar to its deal with the NFL to stream some of those Thursday night football games this fall. And Consumer Reports says a Samsung phone advertised as being water-resistant isn't. The organization says the problem appears to be limited, though, to the Galaxy S7 Active, which Samsung says can survive in 5 feet of water for as much as 30 minutes. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, still a couple of problems going on. First, in Northwest D.C., Foxhall Road remains closed. We have a downed tree. Foxhall Road closed right near W Street each direction. MacArthur Boulevard, work around if you're coming out of D.C. You might want to try Reservoir to MacArthur. You can even use New Mexico Avenue as the workaround, too. A couple options for you. Better news in McLean. Old Dominion Drive near Bellevue. Getting inbound before Spring Hill Road. Police tell me they've cleared that crash. Still with the crash. It's 395 in Landmark northbound before you get to Duke Street. Still a lot going on in that left lane. Delays out of Newington. Traffic update is brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app. It has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty hot weather today, 92 this afternoon. A few thunderstorms greeting us, so they'll be scattered around. I'm meteorologist Ray Stijic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 79 degrees at 7:57.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Owens Corning knows that when hail damages your roof, it's hard to know what to do next. Even if your roof looks fine now, there could be hidden damage that could show up weeks or months later. And with so many contractors, who can you trust?
Visit owenscorning.com/storm to find calm after the storm. From finding a trusted licensed contractor to choosing proven products that can help protect you from the next storm. So rest easy. Find your calm at owenscorning.com/storm. Trusted contractors, proven products. We're the calm after the storm.
All right, we're at the 8 o'clock hour now. Here's what's happening. Bill Thompson, WML News, will give you the latest out of Dallas. Also, 8:05, Rich Anderson, Virginia delegate, talk about a school board member who's a reservist who's going to go overseas. We want to make sure he keeps his seat on the board. 8:15, Officer Jimmy White, D.C. Fraternal Order of Police, to talk.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.